The structure of gram-positive and gram-negative cell walls share many similar features and also have various differences. Both contain a cytoplasmic membrane and peptidoglycan, but the peptidoglycan usually accounts for between 30 to 70% of the dry weight in gram-positive, while only accounting for less than 10% of the gram-negative cell wall. The gram-positive also contains tachoic acid, lipotachoic acid, and surface protein. The gram-negative is a much more complex structure, including periplasm, purine, LPS, phospholipid, and periplasmic protein. Capsules are found in certain pathogenic bacterial cells and offer protection against the cells found in the immune system. Endospores are dormant forms of cells that are produced by certain bacteria such as Bacillus and Clostridium. Endospores are highly resistant to temperature and pH extremes. They are also resistant to environmental factors. They have the ability to germinate into new bacterial cells when conditions become more favorable to growth. Bacterial cells are generally very small and are usually either rod-shaped, spherical, or curved. They can be found to form groups such as pairs, chains, sheets, or A. It is important to use an electron microscope to be able to view the detailed structure of the cell. The typical cell contains a nucleoid, bacterial chromosome, ribosomes, and inclusions that are usually associated with the storage of nutrients. The cell wall gives the bacterial cell its shape and surrounds the cytoplasm. Cytoplasm is a thick soup-like mixture of carbohydrates, proteins, lipids, and inorganic salts. Ribosomes are found within the cell's cytoplasm. They are made up of RNA and protein. Protein synthesis is within the ribosomes. The plasma membrane is semipermeable and allows in and out of the cell while holding the majority of the contents in their place within the cell. Ions and molecules can be transported across the lipid bilayer of the cell membrane. Transport systems tend to be highly specific, which means that only one class of molecule, or a very similar class O, therefore there is a need for many different transport proteins to ensure that molecular transport between the inside and outside of the cell is regulated. Passive transport occurs when the membrane proteins move materials from a higher concentration area to a lower one. Hydrophilic, water-loving, with no energy required by the cell for the move. Active transport membrane proteins act more like pumps and require energy to move molecules in and out of the cell against the concentration gradient. The larger molecule, such as protein and certain solutes, are moved using active transport as the